Dwayne Gratz, cornerback, UConn.
In Storrs, Connecticut, you go to class, you go to practice. What else do you do in Storrs, Connecticut? What else is there?
Go to the dairy bar. You know, we have a whole bunch of cows up there. Fresh milk, ice cream is very good. So you go up there to the dairy bar, relax a little bit.
It's a basketball school, right? Or mm-hmm. is it a football school now?
It's a football school now. But, you know, I knew what it was. You know, I honestly didn't even know they had a football program, to be honest with you, junior high school. But coach started talking to me, and I just wanted to be a part of something that was growing and not already built, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to be, you know, someone who came up from nothing and then, you know, showed his skills through hard work. That's what I want to be a part of, a team who's just working hard and just trying to be the best that they can be.
Do you remember your first football team as a kid and the name of the team and any highlights from that season?
Piscataway Braves, my Pop Warner team. I actually started off playing O-line, yeah, with number 48. And then the year after that, I turned to running back. And as far as highlights, I don't remember any, but I know I was pretty good back then.
Favorite superhero, quickly?
Superman.
Why?
Because he does it all. He does it all. Fly. Doesn't he have like a laser beam coming out of his eyes too? Yeah, he does all that, you know?
Do you know who wore the number 27 before you here?
Mathis, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's a big shoes to fill, right?
It is. But at the end of the day, I can't control who wore the number before me. All I know is I can control how I play and what I do on the field. So, you know, hopefully I'm gonna give it my all, do my best, and hopefully everyone's, you know, satisfied with it.